Lincoln Y4G W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag-tube portion. We do have a few pre-check-ins. We'll go through that list first. Net control like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's bringing with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're over in Traverse Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. KI4LZI. That's Andy. He's at the base of Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. If you're listening, appreciate you using the pre-net check-in capability. KO4AOW. That's David. He's over in Inman. I believe that's the first time you've used pre-net check-in capability, David. Good to have you with us this evening, and good to see you using that. N4DJC, that's Jerry, who's over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. And KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leroy. Appreciate all the pre-check-in stations that checked in. That at least they got checked in. They might not have been able to be here when we were here, but they did get checked in. And now we're going to take a break for any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net or very seldom, not quite sure of the protocol and would like to check in, but it's a little too dangerous to squeeze the mic button. Here's your opportunity. Go ahead and squeeze the mic button. You can't do anything wrong. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, no, nothing for tonight, but maybe the next go-around. We'll keep trying. Tonight being Saturday night, and we don't have any Echolink stations. We're going to begin with RF section of the net with Alpha through Delta. Station with the first letter suffix your call that begins with letters A through D, and when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJ, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. Best of greetings to you and everyone on the net.
Net control like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick. He's bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. You sounded good tonight, Rick. Got a little bit of crackle in there, but it might be because you might be on low power. You might be on the handheld. I'm not sure. But anyway, I copy you completely. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello, and you guys have a good evening. Stay safe. KO4BDM, that's Jim over in Taylor. She's just a stone's throw away from here, from my house. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's David over in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You're sounding good. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we got that group pretty quick. We'll go ahead now up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're getting less and less people in the Echo Through Hotel group. They're going to have to recruit some people that would land in that group. strategic recruiting. Anyway, we'll go ahead now and bump it up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix your call that begins with letters I through L. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Greer. Marcus, in and out if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
For DJW. In Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. 73 to everybody on the net.
Okay, Net Control Lock to recognize W4IOE. That's it over in Fletcher. Sid, you're making it in, but it's just barely above the white noise. Just letting you know. Sid has a net tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on 146.64. We're on 146.61 right now. He's on 146.64 tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow night on his net. It's once a week. It's Sundays at 8. So be sure and check in there. They have a slow scan TV net afterwards. So if you've ever been interested in that and you haven't had a chance to be exposed to it, check in with Sid tomorrow at 8 and hang around for the slow scan TV net afterwards. Sid, appreciate you being with us tonight. You and Miss Beverly, stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's bringing with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. You guys stay safe. KO4JKV, that's Duncan over in Asheville. Good to have you as night, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. We do appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Missed you guys on the radio today. We tried hard. But anyway, I'll be negative and negative. 73 for all of you.
James, I'm not used to not hearing you at the beginning of the India through Lima group. You caught me off guard. I wondered where you were. Do appreciate you being here. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. He's over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you. It's not James. You sounded good. Stay safe. Let's go ahead now and bump into the mic through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters M through P. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in, hand out, K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat Malden, no traffic, no comment, thank you, sir.
WJW, good, thanks for calling the net. Please check in, Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike, Walden Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4OSH. That's Pat. He's over in Malden. Sounded good as usual, Pat. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. And K4OIM, that's Walt. That's our new Tuesday night Net Control operator. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. You stay safe. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along to the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter suffix or call, it begins with the letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Check in AA4RM, that's Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo, Mike, Robert, and Easley, negative, negative.
JW. Check in November 2, Sierra, Uniform, Bravo, N2SUB. Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board.
DJW. If you will, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Golf X-ray. This is Carol in Greenville, negative and negative. And 73 is everybody on the net tonight.
4, DJW. N 4, RLX. That's November 4, Romeo Lima X-ray. Pilot, cross anchor, negative and negative. Good evening.
DJW, please check in Harry, KE6TCG in Taylors.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize one of our latest Net Control operators, the Monday night fill-in with Wendy. Wendy and Robert fill through Monday night, if not one, then the other. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. AA4RM, that's Robert over in Easley. It's good to have you with us this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by, Robert. Appreciate you picking up that portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And N2SUB, that's Jim over in South Greenville. Good to have you with my Jim. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. KM4RGX, that's Carol. He's over in Greenville. Sounding good tonight, Carol. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And N4RLX, that's Pilot down in Cross Anchor, where my parents, when they were alive, told me I had relatives that lived down there, but I never knew who they were. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Pilot. You're sounding good. And KE6TCG, that's Harry. He's over in North Taylors. Good to have you this night, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, looks like we got that group. We're going to progress now to the patient group, the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix that are called that begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
JW.
And everybody, please check in and out. KI4VLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda. Up here in Asheville.
And Kilo Oscar 4. Andy Fiorga. KO 4. ISG, Danny, Gastonia. In and out, after formal, and negative and negative. 73.
KW. In Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. Hope everyone's doing well this evening. I'll be negative and negative, thanks.
Again, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, also my better half. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India Lima, India, repeat, India Lima, India, both named Mary. We're all in Greenville, and we'll be negative and negative, 73s. I'll be hanging around for rag troop.
Okay, Tommy, you don't have the patient group for Saturday nights to yourself anymore. That was a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4XB, that's Tommy, he's over in Southern Greenville County. Not so lonesome in the patient group tonight, is it, Tommy? Appreciate you being with us this evening. KI4VLW, that's Randy. Bring with him KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're over in Asheville. Good to have you this night, Randy. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. Do appreciate you guys stopping in and taking some time with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. KO4ISG, that's Danny over in Gastonia. You're making the trip from Gastonia really, really nicely tonight, Danny. Do appreciate you taking time to check in. Sounds good. And KN4VWA, that's Steve. He's over in Edmond. Good to have you. It's nice, Steve. You're staying up late tonight. Appreciate you being here with us this evening. And KX4YM, that's Scott. Got you down for comments. Scott's ringing with him. KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary. And KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. We'll be back to you in a little bit for the Rag-Chew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And that was a really good group. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Check in, Kilo, November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KM4LQO. This is Ryan of beautiful Tacoma, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling that. 73.
4DJW.
Hey, Dave, this is Lynn, Kilo, Delta. Bravo, November, tell my call sign. K2BNG, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo, November, go. Glenn and Craig Court. And should I hang around for Rag Chew? Yeah, no, probably not. Just check me in and out. Thanks for calling in.
4DJW. Check in Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Oscar, KY4AO. This is Steven over in Liberty.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KN4LQO, that is Ryan. He is over in Tacoma. You're sounding good from Tacoma on RF this evening, Ryan. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KD2BNG, that's Glenn, who I had you already in the log and done while you were trying to figure out what your call sign was, Glenn. Anyway, Glenn from Gray Court. Good to have you with us tonight, Glenn. Keep up the good work on the crunching against COVID, folding proteins against COVID using Rosetta at home. I check on that once a day, and I see you in there. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Appreciate all that you're doing for processing folding proteins for killing COVID. And KY4AO, that's Stephen. He's over in Liberty. Stephen, were you going to hang around for the rag chew portion of the net?
Stick around. KY4AO.
Okay, got Stephen down for comments as well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net control. Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Dave in the net. Please check in. Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo. K4LWE. Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
Okay, next control, I'd like to recognize KO4ACA, that is Bill over in Greenville. Good to have you as night, Bill. You're sounding good. And K4LWE, that's Larry over in Piedmont. You're sounding good as well tonight, Larry. I think the repeater had some static on it at the beginning of the net. That sounded really good. Now, appreciate you guys being with us this evening. Stay safe. One more try before we shut down the formal portion of the net. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Hope your name here doing well. Please check in and out if you will, sir. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Jamie. Also, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. My wife Sabrina, we're in Chesney. Please check us in and out, Dave. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Whiskey for Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KJ4UHX. That's Jamie. He's bringing with him KJ4YLN. That's Miss Sabrina. They're over in Chesney. Good to have you tonight, Jamie. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello. You guys stay safe. W4WOZ, that's Rod. He is the mayor of Waz. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. You sound good. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KX4YM. That's Scott over in Greenville. Scott, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JW, KX4YM. How's it going tonight, Dave? I follow your conversations about flying eagerly every day.
Well, before the net, I was hoping Ariel would show up. I had a DYS three-axis gimbal in my hand trying to figure out pit tuning on it with a GoPro Hero 4 that's busted up in it. I was tuning on it, and 10 seconds after the 9 o'clock, I couldn't get aerial, so here we are. That gimbal's sitting there waiting for me to finish the net so I can do some pit tuning on it to try to take a hexacopter up there to the airfield and make it fly a course and record it and just I'm trying to learn all I can about mission planner and waypoints and programmed flight paths. So I don't know, just eager to learn more about it. I'm just intrigued by it. Once I get that done, I'll be working on Steve and I were talking about it earlier tonight on the telephone about an airplane that goes up in circles and just stays up above you for hours. It's a repeater, and it's got a 2.4 gigahertz receiver that has a 5.8 gigahertz transmitter tapped into it. So the 2.4 gigahertz receives the video signal and then retransmits it down to your goggles from overhead. So it's up at 400. It's just up there lambering around doing circles and listening to your multirotors as you're out there discovering what's out there. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy the technical challenges as well as the, you know, it's flying. You're in the air. That kind of thing. How about you? What do you do with flying?
I used to spend about 35 years supporting NAVAIR in the depot maintenance and calibration field. So we don't mind airplane noise. We like watching them fly over. I've had my share of carrier landings, and I don't need to do that anymore. Are you a licensed pilot as well?
went for that a couple of times. I got to the point to where I was soloed, and I was racking up hours. And then the company I worked for told me I had to go to France. So I had to put that down for a little while. When I got back, I never picked it back up and finished it. But I enjoyed it. It was to the point to where racking up hours was getting kind of boring, doing cross countries and things like that. I liked the touch and goes and all that stuff. The full scale, I would leave downtown, or no, not downtown, but Greenville-Spartanburg, and fly over to either Donaldson Center or Spartanburg and do touch and goes. I remember one time I was doing touch and goes at Spartanburg, and it's like both of those are uncontrolled, where they were both back then uncontrolled airports. You could, you know, you could talk on the normal frequency. But I was doing touch and goes. I was finished with my downwing. I did my base and ready to turn on final. And two jets came buzzing over the top of me. Never a word on the radio, never nothing. It scared me to death. As one of the friends that I worked with at Michelin said, flying is hours and hours of boredom interrupted by brief moments of stark terror. I'll never forget that.
I can imagine the cockpit tension as somebody zoomed by you. But they do that every now and then just for fun. Nice quiet night tonight. Hockey game's on. Check in the net. And enjoy an adult beverage and a good cigar.
Well, good for you. I'm on 2 weeks vacation. This is the middle of the 2 weeks. So I'm doing as much. I'm doing the honeydew list. I got a chalkboard downstairs with honeydew list. I got halfway through putting doorknobs on, and she had to order more doorknobs. So in between that, I'm fiddling with multi-rotors and gimbals and a new speed controller for my fixed wing, one of my fixed wing airplanes, because the one that I had just couldn't handle the amperage. So, yeah, enjoy. Enjoy this downtime while COVID's out there and everybody's trying to get their vaccine. Plenty to do in the house.
The honeydew list never ends, as far as that's one of the Murphy's laws of life, I guess. I think I'm going to finally get around to hanging a 8040 Envis up in the backyard here as soon as I get done cutting the aerials for it, and hopefully get up and get some HF time here. The shack is just about built. KM4RJX has been helping me out rebuilding the radio room here, and it's coming along pretty good. Couldn't do it without him. He's a good guy.
So how big is that antenna?
So it's only about 16, 17 feet up in the ground, and actually not that big a footprint. It's short-range HF.
Okay, for 40 and 80, or what bands did you say it was for?
40 and 80 for about a 400-mile radius from my QTH.
Okay, well, that'll be fun. I run 40 and 20. 40 at night and 20 during the daytime, running Whisper. It's a really old protocol, and I only run 1 watt, and I only talk 20% of the time, and I listen 80% of the time. But it's a lot of fun. I check on it throughout the day, all day, every day, and all night, and make thousands of contacts. It's a whole lot of fun, and it keeps our frequencies occupied, so those guys that control them can't even think about taking them away from us.
Yeah, I understand that. It'll be nice. I used to be a Mars operator back in the day when I was on the Gray Things, and did a lot of talking from Panama and Midway. I wish I was on Midway now. You talk about a beautiful place to talk to people on.
On the ship?
The second to last island in the Hawaiian chain, right next to Curry out there, out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay. Because I used to go over to the Midway over when I went to San Diego. We'd go take tours on the Midway, the USS Midway. Anyway, so not the same Midway, but that's pretty cool. I have talked to people who are maritime mobile who are out there on a ship and talking to them. I also had a buddy that lived down here. He lives up in South Dakota now, but we were over at W4KA's house. He's got two big lakes on his property. And I was calling Blue Ridge 2-meter net from his house one night, and a guy checked in Maritime Mobile. It was my buddy. He was out in the middle of the lake with a paddle boat, and he checked in Maritime Mobile. So that was a pretty good one. He doesn't live here anymore. He lives up in South Dakota, but it was kind of fun.
Quite enjoyable. I had Collins stuff and an old Drake set up and a couple of tri-banders up on towers. And Midway, I'd go back there tomorrow if they offered me a job there.
So how long were you there?
1 year tour, and from there I ended up in Jacksonville, Florida. But it was...
Did you ever do the helicopter ride through that zigzags in and out between all the islands, the one that's really fast and really low?
I don't think of doing, what's that real big video screen they used to, IMAX. I took the IMAX tour through that, and you talk about vertigo. IMAX, I only had to do it once to say I did it. That's quite the trip these days.
Yeah, I can imagine what that'd be like in real life. I've seen the one you're talking about. Hey, I can't imagine doing the one in real life. Anyway, what else you got for us this evening? What else is going on?
Knocking the taskings down, building the shack, and planning out the next antenna after the Envis. I'm waiting for my rebate check coming back from the government, and I'll look at putting a big old vertical up on a pole barn I got around here.
Well, let me know how that vertical goes. I've always wanted to put one up, but I just never have taken the time, probably because of all the radials. You're putting a lot of radials underneath of it?
I'm mounted right in the dead center of a metal roof pole barn, and I've got about a 60 by 40 metal roof I'm going to attach it to and use that as a ground.
Okay, that's even better. Anyway, got anything else for us tonight?
I'm about to talk to you. Go ahead and move along, and 73 is good yakking with you.
All right, Scott, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the net. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, no second shifters yet, so let's go to the next one on the stump. That's KY4AO. That's Stephen. He's over in Liberty. Stephen, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4AW, KY4AO. About to fall asleep over here. But not much going on here. I got my boy for the weekend. He's 10 years old, and he's sitting here listening to me now. But we went over to Freddy's over in Easley, that burger joint over there. It was really good. Anybody who hasn't been over there and checked that place out yet, it's awesome. You get steak burgers instead of regular hamburgers. It's steak burgers. But as far as ham radio, I'm looking at getting me an ICOM 7300, hopefully within the next 2 months, and a lot sooner if we get another stimulus check, which I'm really hoping for, but I won't hold my breath on that one. Back to you, Net Control.
So the ICOM 7300, I'm not familiar with that one. Is that like an HF rig, or is that 2-meter VHF, UHF?
HF rig. I've been licensed over a year, and I've only got a VHF UHF mobile on a base antenna, and I've got a HT walkie-talkie and VHF UHF with that too. So I'm not on the HF bands yet. You know, I've got a friend of mine let me get on there the other day and talk some, but I've made a few contacts, but not very many. So I'm hoping that I can get on there soon and, you know, make some long-distance contacts.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, I pulled that one up on Gigaparts. That's a nice radio. It's got a waterfall right there on the screen. Plus, it's got like an audio profile, or you can see your modulation. You can also see stations up and down the band. That will be a nice one. I'm sure you're going to enjoy that one.
I've been doing a little bit of research, and I was torn between the Yaesu 991A and that one right there, and I ended up deciding to go with the 7300.
So I just thought it, you know, it looked a little bit better.
Well, I don't think you'll be disappointed. I've got Yaesu's, ICOMs, and Kenwood's, and I believe probably the highest quality is the ICOM, and the Kenwood's probably the easiest to use, and the Yaesu's, well, other than the VHF, UHF radios, those are really good. I like them a lot, but in HF, the Yaesu's that I have haven't stood up to the ICOMs and Kenwood's. ICOM's like the top of the stack, and Yaesu's the bottom of the stack. So I think you made a wise decision, at least from my experience.
That ICOM is top of the line. But, you know, I have a Yaesu handheld VHF, UHF radio, and I've got my mobile here that I'm on right now. It's a Yaesu FTM 100DR or something like that. I think that's what it is. But it's been really good. It's kind of a pain to set up if you want to update it. It's as far as functionality and using analog, it's great. It's easy to figure out, and I don't have anything negative to say about Yaesu.
Yeah, I agree with you. For the UHF, VHF, nothing beats them. I've got a UHF, VHF in my car that my wife got me about 7 or 8 years ago up at the Waynesville Ham Fest, and it's a 350R. They don't make it anymore. The 400 took its place, but it's a really good radio. I like it a lot. I replaced the Kenwood that was with it in the car because the Kenwood, when it got warm through the windshield of the car, the Kenwood would just the view of the radio with the knob, the buttons, and what frequency you're on, and all that stuff would just fade away. It got warm and it just fade out. You couldn't see anything. You couldn't tell what frequency you were on. Whereas the Yaesu doesn't have that problem at all. It's sitting right in the right, the remote head sitting right in the same place as the Kenwood 710, a D710, I think is what it was. And so it was a good radio. It just, you couldn't read the dial over the screen anymore after it got hot. But I like the Yaesu's in the car and the handhelds. The only one thing that I don't like about them is in the manuals, they tell you how to do something, and then at the end they say, while you're holding this other button in. so you can't do, it's like, tell me that up front. Don't wait till the end to tell me that. Tell me that when I get started.
When I first got my walkie-talkie, my handheld, the Yaesu, I bought it used. It was my first radio, and that's what I started with. Like a lot of hams, they start with an HT. That's what I did. And so first thing I did was just buy an extended antenna to put on it, and I don't remember offhand what I bought, but it's a really long antenna, and it makes it a little bit awkward inside of a vehicle, but really, I mean, you can't expect too much out of an HT inside of a vehicle anyway, but I thought that when I put that longer antenna on it, back before I knew better, when I first got licensed, I thought it was going to extend my range of the radio, and it may have just a hair, but not really. I mean, it more or less just made the audio clear and made my transmissions clear. So, for those who don't know, that's pretty much what you can expect by upgrading the antenna. But anything beats that rubber duck, you know, antenna that you get on them. It's not really an antenna, I don't think.
Yeah, some people refer to those as dummy loads. they're like a dummy load. They have a match. They match the transmitter, so the transmitter's happy, but they don't really radiate a lot. But that's the same thing. That's the same path I took. My first radio was, well, I was flying airplanes long before I was a ham radio operator. And one of the things I learned is there was a receiver that you could get that would receive on 72 megahertz. So you could see, back then, people weren't using spread spectrum and 2.4 gigahertz to fly airplanes. They were using 72 megahertz and just one frequency of the 72 megahertz band. So Yaesu made a little handheld radio that was receive only that pilots could get, right? And they could tune to that whole band, and it would scan that whole band, and you could see who was transmitting on what frequency where, and you knew where your radio transmitted. And if somebody else was transmitting where you transmit, and they didn't have the flag pulled down with a pin on it, you would spot it before you went in the air. That was my first radio, receive only. And then when I became a ham, I bought a handheld like you did. Same thing, a Yaesu. I forget what kind of Yaesu it was, but it was a really nice one. I liked it. But like you said, on the rubber duck 5 watts, I could get in to the repeater if I like went upstairs and stood in a certain area and leaned out as far as I could out a window or something like that, I could get in. So my next venture was like you, was to get a better antenna and stick that up in the attic. And then the next venture after that was to get one of those amplifiers that you put 5 watts in and you get 35 watts out. And I was doing mighty fine with that 35 watts. But it went from there. I think that eventually landed in the truck. I got a radio for the car, but I put that rig in the truck because the truck didn't get used much, and I didn't want to leave a radio sitting out in the truck day after day after day. It'd be a reason for somebody to break into the truck, and I didn't want that. So almost the same path. Go ahead, Glenn.
That was when I first got licensed, my first radio, and that was also my car radio. I had one of these Chinese handhelds. You know, you unscrew the rubber duck antenna, and you plug it into the car antenna. And even at 4 or 5 watts, that works amazingly well with the right antenna. Now, the Long Island area where this was, this was, you know, 70 centimeters, 2-meter repeaters. You know, you had a more robust infrastructure than here. But, yeah, that's a perfectly valid way to, you know, get into VHF, UHF ham radio is, you know, a handheld plus, you know, a proper antenna. Take off the rubber duck and make a, put it to your home or your base antenna or your mobile antenna. But yeah, and as far as antennas, now what do you think of this? I'm going to take a 2-meter J-pole. I want to make a 10-meter J-pole. So take a 2-meter J-pole and increase all the dimensions. And I'm going to put that on the roof. So I have a vertical antenna for 10 meters and 2 meters. And, you know, that'll give me some more range and some more bands. But, yeah, definitely do what you were doing. Go from handhelds to mobiles to base stations. And, you know, gradually increase your capability and also, I guess, the amount of money you spend.
Well, Glenn, I think Steven's going... He's going straight to the big time with his ICOM IC7300. I don't know if you looked that up, but that's a nice radio. Back to you, Stephen. Call W4DJW on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4AO. Yeah, I'm really hoping I can get that HF rig soon. And, you know, like I said, I don't have too much experience with the HF bands. But, you know, back to, you know, we were talking about with the handhelds, I noticed that, you know, when I'm walking, you know, inside the house, it doesn't work that very, you know, my transmissions kind of break up, cuts in and out when I'm walking around the house. But, you know, I've learned that it kind of works a lot better when you're still, at least indoors anyway. But, anyway, that's about it for me. I'm about to head to bed. I'm about to fall asleep here. But it was good talking to you guys, and I'll hit you up another time. KY4AO.
Okay, Stephen. Well, one of the things you can do for walking around the house, there is a cure for that, too. And you'll hear people on here talking about it from time to time. They talk about crossband repeat. And one of the things you can do for around the house, handheld, is put your base station or Some people do it with their car, in crossband repeat mode, where you're transmitting locally at your house on 70 centimeters, and you're transmitting just a handful of milliwatts. It's tiny, right? 10 milliwatts, 15, 20 milliwatts, that's all you need at your house from your handheld, and that way your battery lasts all day long. You won't ever wear out your battery transmitting on 10 milliwatts. It'll last 2 or 3 days, and that goes to your base station. Your base station's listening on one band, on one side of the receiver, to 70 centimeters, and it retransmits what it hears on 2 meters up to the repeater. So you can walk around the yard, and you can be wherever you want. You can be out in the yard. You can be down in the basement. You can be out in the garage. It doesn't make any difference when you're doing that. I've done that plenty of times. You'll hear other people doing that on here, too. So that's just, if you didn't know, you may have already known about that. If so, other people may not have known, but that's a pretty handy thing to do. And I'll go back to you now, Glenn, KD2BNG, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
How was it? W4GHW, KD2BNG. I was just saying, that was my first ham radio. It was a Chinese handheld, attached to the car antenna. But, as we say, it's not the radio, it's the antenna. Most hams think they have to have a $2,000 rig attached to a $20 antenna. But, in fact, the opposite. You spend money on your antenna, not on your rig. But, I'm going to get, as for HF, let's see. I'm going to build a J-pole. I'm going to take the 2-meter J-pole and extend the dimensions to make a 10-meter J-pole. And that'll give me 10 meters and 2 meters. I'll put that on the roof as a vertical. And what am I going to do for the lower bands? I don't know. I used to have just a long wire. A 200-foot wire just randomly going across the property. And that actually worked rather well. I'd like to do a lot of things. I've even seen handheld radios talking to satellites. There's a YouTube video of someone on a dual-band handheld, and he's got this rig that he's steering with his hand, or it's on a tripod, and he's talking to our ham radio satellite. So, more antenna projects if I ever decide to get out of the house.
Well, Glenn, N4DJC, Jerry does it. He does that. He's not talking to the satellite. He's talking through the satellite to people on the ground on 2 meters or 70 centimeters that are 800 miles away from him. 2 meters, 800 miles, because you're going up to the satellite and it's going down, and its footprint might be an 800-mile diameter or circle. So depending on where you are and how big its footprint is, which is dependent on how high it is in the sky, you're talking through the satellite to someone else who's somewhere else under the footprint a long, long way away. So that's kind of cool. And you're right. You're absolutely right. I think I heard Ray say if you've got $100, you spend 90 of it on your antenna and 10 of it on your radio. And one of the ways to do that is one of those soft rock radios, those soft rock software-defined radios. You can get them pretty cheap and build them, and you get a real appreciation for how they work. Back to you, Glenn. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, KD2BNG. I was surprised that, and there's actually a Long Island Mobile Flymark, Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio. They actually have a string of repeaters on 70 centimeters going down the whole island. So I was impressed that I could be walking down the street in Cedarhurst with a handheld, with a portable radio, and be talking to someone in the Bronx or talking to someone in Suffolk County. But that was my first experience, and that's probably most people's first experience. with ham radio, it's, you know, UHF, VHF, because that's, you know, the receivers are small, the antennas are small, and they're usually not expensive. But yeah, I missed that radio environment because I heard things in the New York City area you won't hear around here because we're outside the skip zone or something. I used to hear a lot of interesting radio stations.
Let me grab this Echolink station that's logged in, and I'll be right back to you. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, I ran him off. That was Jeff in Charlotte. Or he hit the wrong button. We'll see if he comes back in a minute. Sometimes I've done that. They tell me to talk, and I hit the logout button instead of hit the transmit button. It happens. Anyway, any other stations, while I got it down, any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, net control locked, recognize KI4DOS, that's Gary, and K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, they're over in Easley. And Gary, you might be on a handheld on the back deck, I'm not sure, but your audio is very, very low again, like it was before. I don't know if that's your radio or if that's your being on a handheld, but anyway, we did get you checked in. And our Echolink station has rejoined us, so Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, he may not have audio capability on Echolink, but I did type into the chat window to see if he wants to check in that way. Glenn, you got anything else for us this evening?
Not much. Yeah, the other day I was lamenting the fact that I went from a radio-rich environment to a radio-poor environment. You know, the New York City area, I guess for whatever geographical reason, you know, I used to hear stations in Europe. I used to hear stations in the Caribbean. I even heard one number station in the Caribbean. You know, those stations that recite endless series of numbers. I would hear aircraft over the Atlantic on HF out of either Shenwick, Ireland, or Gander, Newfoundland. You know, I would hear marine HF frequency I used to call the Russian phone company. And it was your ship-to-shore conversations, mostly in Russian. And I don't hear that here. We either somehow the atmosphere or we're not in the skip zone or whatever. But, yeah, no, radio used to be more interesting than it was now. Or maybe it still can be, but anyway, no, you get back to your other stations, and thanks for getting back to me. And you take care. WKD2VNG, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Well, I think it just depends on where you look. If you ever go down to Whisper and you look at all the traffic that's going on that 24 hours a day, nonstop, across all the different bands, and across the whole globe, all of the world, it doesn't ever stop. It's incredible the amount of traffic that goes on 24/7/365. Doesn't slow down. Even propagation or no propagation, they don't need propagation. They can talk around the world on 1 watt, even when there's no sunspots. 1 watt is like 100 times more power than you need. So I think it says there, Glenn, it's just where you look. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Please check it out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. That's KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
One still around. Sounds like you got a good net going. Just happened to come in here and hear you and Glenn talking, so figured I'd check in here and give you one more. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location is Simpsonville. Been in and out of town off and on. Nice to get back and hear some friendly voices. Anyway, Dave, no traffic, no comments tonight. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
4 DOS.
Okay, Gary, I'll be right back to you in just a second. Net control, I recognize KG4JIA. That's Dennis over in Gaffney. Good to have you. It's nice, Dennis. You're sounding good. AK4HR, that's Mike. He's over in Simpsonville. Mike, you're sounding good as well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening, and welcome back home. KI4DOS, Gary, you sound like you're sitting in a chair next to me. Did you go in the house, or were you on the handheld before?
Yeah, no, Dave, I was on the base station, but I'd been playing with the South Carolina QSO party earlier, and my antenna was pointed in the opposite direction.
Well, the major lobe must be, that must be why the major lobe is so good, because the minor lobe is null. It's not there.
Yeah, okay, buddy, just wanted to make sure I got it right again. Thanks. You and Amy have a good evening. KI4D.
Okay, you have it right. That sounds good. Sounds like you're sitting in a chair next to me. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, or Echo Link. It doesn't matter. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead, Sid.
You and I were talking about W4IW. Dan, his call sign is W0RFI, and he's listed as living in Penrose, and he still shows active, but nobody I've talked to this way has heard him in a long time.
That is it. When you said that call sign, I remembered it because he called it radio, RFI, radio something interference. Radio something, radio frequency interference. That's it. That's how he used to identify. But that's it. I wonder what happened to him. I hate it that we don't hear him on the radio anymore, but I appreciate you looking it up.
And W0 radio frequency interference. That's what he always said. And I'll still be looking some. I looked on Facebook another place too, and I couldn't find anything from him. But he's still showing listings as Penrose, and that's out there on 64, kind of between Hendersonville Boulevard. And he used to check into the Mount Pisgah Morning Net, and they've not heard him. So he's still there evidently, but he's just not on the radio, W4IW.
Well, once again, Sid, thank you very much for looking into that. I just, his voice just popped into my head. And I was wondering, you know, I haven't heard from him in a long, long time. I wonder how he is. So I appreciate you looking it up. Hopefully we'll hear his voice on here again. He used to have some really good conversations late at night, and he used to keep us up to date with all his cats. He had a bunch of cats. Anyway, Sid, take care. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, one last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, or Echo Link, call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Net control, KO4, KJV, through Echo Link in Charlotte, North Carolina. My name is Jeff.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4, KJB. That is Jeff over in Charlotte, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Jeff. You're sounding fantastic from Charlotte this evening. Appreciate you checking in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net down here in South Carolina. Take care. Stay safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we've got them all. Be sure and stop by tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
4DJW, KD2BNG.
Go ahead, Glenn.
I wanted to talk about, I forgot about this. I was reading this article in AARL.org. In July of 1969, a ham radio operator, Larry Basinger, W4EJA, received transmissions from the moon, from Apollo 11. You know, he had his Army surplus radio and this, like, quarter reflector antenna, and he was able to eavesdrop on the Apollo 11 astronauts. You know, just was another thing to talk about. Here's the thing. I log into this website called Quora, Quora.com, where people ask all kinds of questions on all kinds of subjects. And you'd be surprised how many moon landing deniers I have on that site. And I gotta say, here's just one more piece of evidence. I had to point the antenna at the moon to get the signal. You know, so Yeah, that's what I was going to read off this article if I, but it doesn't matter now. We'll talk about it later. Yeah, I just remembered this. Larry Basinger, W4EJA, in 1969, he eavesdropped on the Apollo 11 astronauts on the moon.